Today's reading is in Numbers 14, beginning in verse 13. Numbers 14, beginning in verse 13. But Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear of it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you kill this people as one man, then the nations who have heard your fame will say, 'It is because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land that he swore to give to them, that he has killed them in the wilderness.' And now, please let the power of the Lord be great as you have promised, saying, 'The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation. Please pardon the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now.' Then the Lord said, 'I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times, and have not obeyed my voice, shall see the land that I swore to give to their fathers. And none of those who despised me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now since the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valleys, turn tomorrow and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.' And the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 'How long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Say to them, "As I live, declares the Lord, that you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in the wilderness, and of all your number listed in the census from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me, not one shall come into the land where I swore that I would make you dwell, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones who you said would become a prey I will bring in, and they shall know the land that you have rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and shall suffer for your faithlessness until the last of your dead bodies lies in the wilderness, according to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, a year for each day you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure. I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this I will do to all this wicked congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall come to a full end, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing up a bad report about the land, the men who brought up a bad report of the land died by plague before the Lord. Of those men who went to spy out the land, only Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive." When Moses told these words to all the people of Israel, the people mourned greatly. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the heights of the hill country, saying, "Here we are, we will go up to the place that the Lord has promised, for we have sinned." But Moses said, "Why now are you transgressing the command of the Lord, when that will not succeed? Do not go up, for the Lord is not among you, lest you be struck down before your enemies. For there the Amalekites and the Canaanites are facing you, and you shall fall by the sword. Because you have turned back from following the Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go up to the heights of the hill country, although neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed out of the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and defeated them and pursued them even to Hormah. So remember where we left off our last reading. The spies have gone into the land. They have confirmed that the land is what God promised. It is flowing with milk and honey. It does have great produce. It is a beautiful land, but they are afraid of the inhabitants. And even though Caleb states, "Let's go take it," the rest do not go along with him. And they give that bad report, saying that we are like grasshoppers in the sight of these people. And so the people listen to that bad report. Isn't it interesting how people tend to believe bad reports before they'll believe the good reports? They didn't listen to Caleb. They only listened to the bad report. And so they went along with it, and they cried out, and they said, "Why couldn't we have stayed in Egypt?" and all these different things. And so God was very angry. And so the beginning of our reading today was Moses interceding. He's giving this prayer, asking for them to be forgiven, saying that everybody knows that you defeated Egypt, everybody knows that you brought your people out, and everybody knows that you are guiding your people. Now, if you destroy them out here, then everyone will speak badly of you instead of speaking of these great things that you've done. He says, I know that you are a loving God and that you forgive iniquity. And so please forgive them. And he says, I will, however, there's consequences. And there's always consequences to sin. Even if we are forgiven of sin, there are still consequences that we must deal with. They come in lots of different forms. Some sins have consequences that last much longer. For them, it meant they were not going to get to go into the promised land. They were all of those above 20 years old, except for Joshua and Caleb, were going to die in the wilderness. Of course, we know that Moses ends up seeing the promised land but not entering it, but we haven't gotten that far in our reading yet. So this has all been announced to them. They think, well, okay, if God really wanted us to take it, then let's go take it. But it's too late. It's too late for them to now trust in God and now say, we'll go do it. And so God is not with them, and so they lose. They're chased. That completes our reading for today. Please think on these things and continue in prayer that God may be with us all.